Iron Range lawmakers made a good fight of it on Tuesday, but lost by 10 votes as the Minnesota House approved a budget bill that takes $60 million from economic development in the Arrowhead. Late last month, when the bill was still in committee, District 6A Representative David Dill called the move politically motivated and unfair.
That's our local property taxes.
The bill would take half of the Douglas Johnson Economic Protection Trust Fund from the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board. Money for the Johnson Fund comes from taxes on taconite production assessed on mines in lieu of property taxes. Dill said the decades-old legislation setting up production taxes instead of property taxes levels the playing field in the Northeast. If mines paid property taxes, some counties would lose out.
If we didn't have the production tax, then the mines would pay property taxes, and they pay it to the county that the mines are located in. So Cook County would be devastated by this if that were to be the case, because you don't have a mine.
DFL Representative Tom Rukavina of Virginia was one of the range legislators arguing against the bill. He said it was like stealing, not just property taxes, but from the futures of Arrowhead children. To make a point, he proposed an amendment that would take money from cities represented by Republicans. During Tuesday's floor debate, Dill said since 2002, the Johnson Fund has helped create over 4,500 jobs. When asked earlier for an example of business expansion, Dill said it was everywhere.
You cannot drive on a blacktop road in my legislative district and not drive by someplace that hasn't received IRRB economic development money.
The future of the bill is doubtful, however. Democratic Governor Mark Dayton has said he opposes taking money out of the Johnson Fund. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.